David Hill, good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
There's been a novel or two out of Lionel Shriver, and I'm really interested in your take on this one, because the subject matter, the premise, is very contemporary and fascinating. Should we stay or should we go?
Indeed. Well, Lionel Shriver's always been a remarkably topical writer, and this latest novel of hers is emphatically so, set in the UK, so we get Brexit, the COVID lockdown, the council culture, etc. But as you say, it's a confronting topic. We begin in the 1990s. We have Kay and Cyril. Cyril's a doctor. Kay's a highly qualified nurse. Her father has just died after a decade or more of appalling dementia, a dreadful disintegration. And they make the sort of vow that I think many of us gold card holders have made, that we're not going to let it happen to us. They decide that when they turn 80, when both of them have turned 80, they're going to use their medical skills and contacts to put an end to their own lives, painlessly and with the dignity that always tolls through that issue. So it's quite a confronting first section, obviously. But the remarkable thing, Catherine, is that this first section, which is only about 40 out of the 250 pages, is then followed by 12 options in which they either carry out their vow in various ways, or in which they decide, again in various ways, that they will not do so and they'll choose other options. And may I mention a couple of these in particular, of the 12?
Go ahead.
Right. I think everyone will have their favourites, and Shriver is such a witty and such a trenchant, mordant writer. But I'm very taken by the cryogenics one. They decide they'll go to Sleeping Beauties Limited, which is such a revolting name. You know what the business is going to be like. The process works. They both wake up an infinite number of years in the future and find, first, that nobody can understand their language, and second, that human beings have evolved into beautiful creatures about 8 feet tall with a lofty disdain for Cyril and Kay. So that's one of the more inventive ones. And I must mention the last two, Catherine. The second to last option sees both Cyril and Kay lasting into extreme old age, 110 plus, healthy, rosy, beloved by everyone. Everyone else is so lovely in this option, you want to stamp on their feet. And then this is followed by the very last chapter, which very movingly, very mischievously and movingly, subverts all the others that have gone beforehand. So Shriver's typical combination of seriousness, provocation, and, as I say, this wonderful, wicked, glinting humour all the way through the book.
Well, there's the old saying, who wants to live to 100? And
indeed,
the shout-out is someone who's 99.
Yes, that's right. As I say, they're 80 when they make their decision.
Yeah.
And one of perhaps the only weakness I'd pick in this book is that Shriver herself is extremely concerned with issues. She's a very engaged writer in all of her books. And this one perhaps is a little bit more didactic than others. There's quite a number of homilies delivered. Every so often the conversations between Kay and Cyril start to sound like a workshop in sort of assisted dying, as it were. And every so often the message overwhelms the characters and the narrative slightly, but only occasionally, and she is always such a rewarding, and Catherine, she's such an adult read. You feel you are speaking and being addressed by a mature and an admirable mind.
Thank you, David. David Hill has reviewed Should We Stay or Should We Go by Lionel Shriver, published by HarperCollins, $33 the price.